everybody, and welcome back to your, well, someone's favorite podcast, I think, right?
Yeah.
Someone out there, I feel.
I like it.
There we go. Is it your favorite?
No.
Oh.
I like it, though.
To your one of your liked podcasts, I'm your host, Henry, and today we are joined again by your, I guess, technically, your co-host again.
I guess.
Yeah.
I guess I'm a co-host. Actually, I think I'm the host. I'm just not, you know, starting it. Because, you know.
All right, fine. I mean.
You're my co-host today. Hey, everyone. I'm the host today. You know, your boy, Andrew, from Pasta Creepy, seventh quarter.
Myth.
No, Henry's the host. He's always been the host of this one. Yeah. I've just been his lackey.
Yeah, he does all the grunt work.
Yeah.
I'm the Frankenstein. He's the monster.
Wait, no. You're, oh yeah.
Yeah.
My stomach is growling hard. I'm sorry.
If you could hear that, that'd be pretty dope. I don't know if they, do you think they heard it?
No, they won't be able to hear it. I'll audio it and then I'll be.
Yeah, you have to edit it now to make it sound like.
It just sounds really loud.
But yeah. Today, y'all, we have an episode that me and Steven here are very excited for. Mostly because, you know, it's kind of the whole reason we named this podcast what we named it.
We named it because of my brother, but
well,
I did.
Shouts out to Gene.
I did love the idea of calling it Pizza Time from our good old boy, Spider-Man. Well, you can tell from the logo from Pizza Time. It's Batman and yours truly, the one and only Man Spider.
Like Derp Spider-Man.
Derp Spider-Man. It looks scrawny, but then it was actually a picture from a Spider-Man that was hanging upside down, and I just inverted it, and then. If you look at it, it's literally a Spider-Man that's supposedly hanging upside down.
Well, that's why it's like,
that's what he's,
he looks slouched over.
That's why he looks slouched. It makes sense, though. So now looking at it, if you turn your phone upside down, that's what it is. But yes, keep going. I don't know what you were going to say. We are here, though. We're here to destroy. And yes.
We are here to talk about the revelation that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire have agreed. He's showing me the logo right now. That actually looks about right.
Yeah.
Oh my god. It looks better like that.
It does actually look better like that. Batman still looks kind of derpy.
I mean, you drew him.
I mean, I drew him after you.
I'm not that white.
You are pretty derpy, though.
I never say no to that.
But I am pretty upside down.
So anyway, Spider-Man.
Your boy.
But yeah, no, it's been, I wouldn't say announced, but a lot of sources are saying that Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire have signed on, which.
Well, wasn't it announced, though? Like, it's like they're on board, or?
I think, yeah, I mean, well, Sony's not going to just straight up announce it.
Yeah, that's true. They need a trailer first, where at the end, Spider-Man's doing everything, and then out of nowhere, at the end of the trailer, Mr., what's his name?
Which one?
Mr. Wizard. The other,
oh, Doctor Strange,
yeah, that one. He goes out of nowhere. He's like, Peter, I need you to see something. And then he sees like Andrew and Toby just pop out, and he goes, "Hey, what's up, kid?
Pizza time."
Yeah, and he goes, "Hey, it's pizza time." He shows up late too, but I want to say it's like a more older, more wiser.
Yeah, I'd Spider-Man. Say I think it's not gonna copy, but it's gonna kind of take inspiration from the Spider-Verse one.
Yeah, which what's his name made it. Did the voice
actor. Jake Johnson, my guy.
Yeah.
Nick Miller.
I freaking love Nick Miller.
My spirit animal.
You. Literally you.
It is me. But anyways. But yeah, so I don't know how to. What do you think they're going to. Like, yeah, like you said Toby's going to be like the older one. What do you think they're going to do with the Andrew? Kill him off?
I think I would try to kill him off if I was directing it. He's cool, but nobody can kill off Toby. No! They're going to kill off Toby.
Oh my god.
Just because everyone's going to be hyping him up so much.
Yo.
And in the end, he's going to redeem himself. Kind of like in the Spider-Verse movie. Yeah. Where he's like, you did good, kid. And then he like throws himself back.
But in this one, Toby's going to like sacrifice himself.
Finally. Because all of his people throughout all of the movies have killed themselves.
That is true. Norman Osborn.
Yeah, Norman Osborn, Otto Octavius. And they're always like, no, I have to destroy this because
there's like a little redemption, except for, well, Eddie Brock did the same, but it wasn't him being like, let me save you or something.
It was a Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
He kind of redeemed himself in the end.
Oh, yeah. He gets stabbed.
Yeah, he gets stabbed. Well, no. He jumps into the grenade or whatever.
No, he jumps. Like, I think Venom's about to, like, shank this man.
Yeah, or something like that. And then in the first one, the dad was still being petty. He just killed himself.
Yeah. Otto was the only really redeemed
one.
He
was the only one that was redeeming of dying. But
the Sandman. Sandman didn't die.
Sandman just faded away.
Sanded away.
Yeah. Sanded away. That's the term. So, but I am excited. Are you excited?
Oh, I'm pumped. That's the thing. I don't know how they're going to... I think we're going to have to watch a lot of the Marvel shows. You know what I mean? Like WandaVision.
Oh, WandaVision.
I feel like it's going to explain a little bit of it. Of the, like, the mystic side.
I think more of Stephen Strange's thing.
Well, yeah, that too.
That one's going to talk more about it. I don't think it's going to be... Well, the thing is with this movie, when do you think it's going to come out?
Well, that's not coming out to like 2023 or something.
But when was Spider-Man... The second Homecoming, the other one.
Last year.
Was it really last year?
It was last year.
Oh my gosh. Was it last year? And then it was around like April, right? Or May?
It was a summer movie.
It was June. No, that was the original. I don't know, but it was like a summer movie. And then what's it called came out? Which one? Infinity?
Spider-Man came after Infinity War.
Came after Infinity War. That's what it was. So it wasn't a summer movie. Because Infinity War was in May or April.
Came out in July.
That's what
wait. Yeah, July.
Yeah, I was thinking June or July. Okay.
Yeah. They both, the first one, Homecoming and Far From Home, came out in July.
Dang, dude, it's crazy.
Yeah, last year.
So that means, yeah, it's going to take at least a good 2 years. So we won't see it, like you said, 2023, 2022. That sucks, dude. It
truly does.
I want to see it now.
No, but that's the thing. I want to know what they're going to do. Because Andrew Garfield... I will say that I feel like they're going to kind of... They're gonna either going to try to redeem Garfield a little bit.
The thing is, he wasn't ever a bad Spider-Man. I don't know what he has to redeem for.
Because no one liked the second movie.
But that's the thing. They just didn't like it because they just didn't like it. He was an awesome character. Like, if you really think about it, he was the best portrayal of Spider-Man for its time.
Yeah.
Because there was only two.
Well, I will say this. He was a better Spider-Man than he was Peter Parker.
Yeah, because Peter Parker, like, you told me he
he's not supposed to be sexy.
Yeah, he was super sexy and he's super, like, a hipster almost.
It's like, that was the idea. Like, you can't tell me that you believe that they bullied Andrew Garfield when he's every, like, girl's dream.
Yeah, seriously.
It's like, oh my god, well, I guess now he's more into it because he looked like an e-boy.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. And then Toby just looked like a 30-year-old man in, like, an 18-year-old body.
Yo, there's so many times, like, videos talking about that. You realize almost everyone, like, that they hired as students that were, like, in their 20s?
Yeah, like, what's his name?
Flash Thompson was almost 30.
Yeah, exactly. They were all at least over 20, 25.
Yeah.
And then, but they were acting like, because supposedly this is high school.
Yeah, supposedly he's 17.
Like, he was, like, 16, 17. Or, yeah, exactly. So it's, like, that doesn't make any sense. But that's usually... That's typically all movies from the 90s and early 2000s.
Oh, yeah. If you really think
about it. Because they only have those certain actors. You get me? They didn't really have much, like, you know, children actors or preteen actors. You get me? It's more like, or teen actors. It's more like, hey, who's hot right now? Tobey Maguire's pretty okay. And then it's like, what about Tom Hanks? Can we get him as Spider-Man? And they're like, well, maybe. So... I don't know. It's just all of the actors that they had at that time. I mean, if not, it would have been, what's his name? From Batman. Not Bale. The other one. The one you like.
Ben Affleck?
Ben Affleck. I mean, he played as Daredevil.
No, he did.
But the thing is like, if they needed to cast him as a Spider-Man, they would have. It was just been really weird. I don't know how they could have done it, though.
Man, it's all who's popular at the time.
That's what I'm trying to say. Now, they try to, like, fit more with the people or the kids.
Oh, yeah, now they do.
But back then, it was like, well, right now, Tom Hanks and...
You know Tom Hanks was about to be Iron Man?
Would he?
That was their first choice.
Who's they?
Marvel.
What about the guy that made the movies?
Kevin Feige? I think he wanted Tom,
Tom Cruise or Tom Hanks?
Oh, I thought you said Tom Hanks. Yeah, Tom Cruise. They wanted Tom Cruise.
I was like, no, I knew that. I was like, Tom Hanks.
Now I think about it. Can you imagine Tom Hanks as Iron Man?
He goes, run away, cowboy! And then he starts running like the wind. But no, I could not see that.
But that's what I'm also wondering is, because technically speaking, Flashpoint's going to do something like that too.
What, are they bringing the
Flash movie, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you told me they were going to bring, like, old
Batman. They brought Keaton, they're bringing in Keaton, and they're bringing in,
what's his face?
Affleck.
What about Bale?
It's not a lot of rumors about it, but I read somewhere, and I don't know if it's true.
Bale probably doesn't.
They're trying to get him in it.
And he's like, are you freaking serious, mate?
I'm not getting that bloody suit again.
Run them trainers. Run the bloody trainers. No, they're not gonna. He's not gonna want it. He's very like, he does one movie and he's done.
The fact that he did three of those,
they paid him really good.
Yeah,
but that's what I'm trying to say. If you ever see a movie with Christian Bale in it, it's always a one and done.
Yeah, but because the thing is, like, you know, before they went to Ben Affleck, the Zack Snyder, I think, yeah, Zack Snyder actually wanted that Bale? To be in the same universe. Yeah, the Man of Steel. That
would have been awesome, dude.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, Man of Steel to be in the
same universe as Christian Bale's Batman.
Dude, that would have been cool.
That would have been interesting.
It would no. So this is what would happen if what's his name? The guy who directed
Zack Snyder.
No, the other one, Batman.
Oh,
Christopher Nolan.
Christopher Nolan. Yeah.
So instead of it's in the same universe, Snyder has to make the almost exact tone of each movie. So you have to have some sort of time manipulation. You have to have some sort of like loud bass, so whenever Superman buzzes by, it's going boom. And then you're gonna have to have actors that are really good at talking back and forth for like 40-50 minutes.
Jesus
and
Christ.
Then the action starts for like maybe 10 or 15, and then there's more talking because that's Christopher Nolan's films. They're really good.
That was about to say though, but if you think about it, the way Bale's Batman fights, Superman would have kicked his ass.
Oh yeah, no, Superman would have destroyed him. But yeah. But even with that, because he can't even turn his neck, but
do you remember how stiff it is? Like, it's good fighting, but it's the most, it's all shoulders.
Yeah, it's all shoulder elbows. Jabs and like
elbows.
Barely any punches. Yeah. But that's just his fighting style, I guess.
But then you saw Ben Affleck's Batman just tear house in Batman v Superman.
Well, they went more in like a darker tone for him.
Comic accurate too.
Yeah, and like way, then the thing is with Batman, if you look at him from the cartoon, he has the biggest chest, which Bale does.
Chest day,
not
bro.
Bale, which what's his
Affleck.
Face? Affleck does. Like he has the V-shaped body, because not Ben Affleck, the other one.
Bale.
Bale has more of a boxer.
In the first one, Bale was buff, huh?
He was buff, but even with the suit on, he doesn't look that buff. Big.
Yeah, but that's the thing though. Yeah, I think in the other ones, you saw him slim down. And yeah. The suit get more tactical, you know, where he can move better.
But then also, he was doing other movies in that time.
Oh, yeah, so, that one where he lost, like all the weight.
Yeah.
And the boxer or something like that?
The boxer, too. I think the mechanic is the...
One where he went hungry.
Yeah, and then the boxer is the one where he trained with, what's-his-face? The guy from Boogie Nights.
Travolta?
Not Travolta, the other one. Dang it, I'm blanking out. It's the guy that everyone...
Tom Hardy.
No, the one that made that song. The rapper. He was a...
Coolio?
No. You keep talking.
50 Cent?
I keep talking. I'll remember him in a second.
But yeah. Oh, back to the
top. No, the guy from Transformers 4. The one with the dinosaurs. That actor. You know who I'm talking about.
I do. I can't.
Marky Mark.
Wahlberg. Marky Mark Wahlberg.
He was the brother of the boxer.
Yep.
And he was training him because he was like, I need to win this money. And then Christian Bale's like, I'll train you. Don't worry.
Also, side note, the range of Christian Bale's accents, oh my God.
It's so good.
I love Christian Bale. I didn't learn he was British until years after the Batman movies.
Yeah. And with Christian Bale, he reminds me of almost Daniel Day-Lewis. Like the way his range.
Oh, he gets into it.
Also goes. He's not a method actor. But
they said on set he always spoke with an American accent too. And in interviews.
Yeah, that's why. That's why I was always confused. So, anyway, Spider-Man.
But yeah. No, but that's the thing. I'm wondering is if they're going to... I think whoever comes out with it first kind of gets to be like, oh, we decided to do this.
Yeah.
Even though I think the Flashpoint one decided to do it first.
They technically did. And they've been doing it since with their comic ones.
Yeah.
And not comics. They're like live animated series.
Yeah.
Like they've been doing that
for a while. Because the thing is, Spider-Man is famous for the Spider-Verse.
No, technically Spider-Man did it.
In the movie, yeah.
In the Spider-Verse. Movie. Yeah. So they technically did it first, but they were also going on the shoulders of, you know, DC doing their Flashpoints because those go straight to, you know, Warner Brother
DVDs and...
No, I'm saying, like, those channels. What, is it HBO Go or something?
It's HBO Max now. Max, there we go. They still got... DC Universe still is on. I think at the end of the year, they're probably going to merge it all just to HBO.
I got you. Real quick, we should also, well, if you want to, start a topic of, like, focusing on just one actor. Like, for example, we'll focus on Christian Bale and his entire history of, like, we'll go over all the movies. Because it sounds like fun. And the same with Ben Affleck or like with Spider-Man, Tobey Maguire. And kind of see the rise and fall or if they're still rising. And it would be cool.
Yeah.
It would be like a good little side thing if you guys want to hear us talk about our favorite actors. Or unfavorite actors. Yeah. It'd be fun. So.
Wait, what's your least favorite actor?
I would have to think about it. I love Ben Stiller, but it'd probably be...
Ben Stiller.
But he's done some okay movies. But again, it's just...
Adam Sandler.
I love Adam Sandler.
I hate Adam Sandler.
Do you really?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was about to say.
There was a span like in the middle of the like 5 years ago.
Where he just got annoying.
Yeah. Or it's just his movies were all garbage.
No, I understand. That's the thing. But no, keep going with Spider-Man. So yeah. Spider-Man in the Spider-Verse that is coming from Marvel. Who's directing it? Is it Feige?
No, it's not Feige. It's
Is it the same guy who did Homecoming? Or is it the guy who made Thor Ragnarok?
Taika Waititi. Oh my god, can you imagine? Taika Waititi.
Nice. Did he direct that other movie that's just about to come out?
Which one?
I forgot. There's another movie out that he was directing also. But yeah, that's Taika Waititi is a good director. You know who should chill stomach. You know who should host it? You know who should direct it? The guy can never say his name. The one that always has a twist.
Oh, M. Night Shyamalan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just imagine that. No, you know what?
He ruined Avatar.
Sam Raimi.
Oh.
Just get him back. I would love to see him do
something. Or you can do another... I'd say I still want to be involved in some way. He could be like the producer.
He could. The thing is... Yeah, go ahead.
Because in The Man of Steel, Christopher Nolan was a producer. That's why you got a lot of... It was kind of dark a little too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
DC vibes, brother.
Yeah. No, but what's it called? I haven't seen... what's that guy's name that just did Spider-Man? It just went out of my brain. Sam Raimi. I haven't seen him do a movie since... Well...
I think he recently made a horror movie.
I know. It was the one... Well, it was the remake of the... The Chainsaw Guy? What's his
Evil Texas Dead? Chainsaw Mask. No. Ash versus Evil Dead or something like that?
That show, I don't know if he's doing it, but that's what he created like back in the 90s or in the 80s.
Oh, yeah, because he even cameoed.
Yeah, I know. He's the Ash literally... Williams cameo. Yeah, he's literally...
The thing is, do you know, in the... If Spider-Man 4 had come out...
He would have been Spider-Man?
No, he was going to be Mysterio.
Dude, that would have been awesome. That would have been
great... look it up. It's crazy. Like, they deadass had all the storyboards for Spider-Man 4.
That's freaking awesome. And yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah.
I've seen that they had everything, but they stopped production because Maguire either hurt his back.
No, that was for 2.
Well, but also in 4, I think he was just asking for more money because he was like, I literally have damaged my body doing this movie.
It was that, and then the studio kept messing with what Raimi wanted. Because if you remember, he didn't, like, in Spider-Man 3, he didn't want all those villains. He wanted, like, 1 or 2, maybe.
Yeah, but the guy who did, like, the toy stuff, he kept pushing more and
more. He wanted Venom.
Because he only wanted Sandman. Yeah. And he wanted to just focus on him, because that's what he'd been doing. Why mess up the formula if you've been doing it so hard? Spider-Man 1 was amazing. Spider-Man 2 had one villain. One villain?
I think Spider-Man 2 was better.
Spider-Man 2 is the... No, Spider-Man 1. Spider-Man 2, the video game. But Spider-Man 1 is way better just because it feels more closer to me. And
I think it's because it's like the
build-up.
Yeah.
And then the rise and the fall.
For me, that's why I say Spider-Man 2, because it's more realistic. It's like, oh, how is this dude like juggling everything?
Yeah. Well, you took it more... Well, it played more on emotions.
Yeah.
Spider-Man 2. It felt, like you said, more realistic. But the thing is with that is that it was too dry in a lot of sections where they were just talking. And I was like, dude, I just want to see Spider-Man fight.
Yeah.
And then for like long periods of time, it's like, I'm going to school now, Aunt May. And she's like, great job, Peter. I'm glad. And then he's breaking up with his girl. Then he's doing this and that. And then in Spider-Man 1, it's like, hey, kid, you have spider powers now. Okay. And then he starts training and all that
stuff. Takes on a wrestler.
Takes on a wrestler, which isn't... Never mind. And then... But that's why, I don't know. There was just more, hey, there was more scenes and like different things in Spider-Man 1 than there was in Spider-Man 2 where it felt more yellow. I don't know why, but I just see that movie and I just see yellow.
I think it's also because it's more, because it was almost, all of it was in daytime.
Yeah.
You realize he fought the goblin in daytime, but also a lot of times at night.
He fought the goblin once at nighttime for like 3 minutes. And that's when he's like, wake up, little spider.
Then the fire.
And then that fire part was so cool. There's so many better scenes in Spider-Man 1. You can't even deny it.
I don't know. Visually, Spider-Man 1 was crazy, bro.
Yeah, dude. Spider-Man 1's the best. Even the video game was good.
I never played the first video game.
It's not that great, but it's good. I don't know how to explain it.
No. But yeah, it was the... Raimi didn't want as much villains in the studio. First of all, they pushed Venom. They really wanted Venom for some reason.
Well, it's because Venom sells. Hell yeah. I mean, look how the freaking movie... It got over a billion.
That is true. And we are the few that really like it.
Yeah, I love that movie. Yeah. The movie's amazing.
Yeah, but at the same time... But no, they got Eric from That 70s Show to play
Venom. I don't know why they would pick him as a character. That's just the stupidest thing. I guess because he was hot. Not like
was
not,
he? I know sexually. What you mean. As an actor, I guess
during that time that was what 2006. So he just probably left.
But the thing is,
That 70s Show.
Think about it. Would you rather him or what's his name? The dude that played Kelso.
Casey. Oh, what's his name? I know who you're talking about.
I literally had his name a second ago and I already forgot it.
Oh my gosh, what's his name? I know he says Burn a lot.
Yeah.
It's
he's married to Jackie. Wow, I forgot her name too.
Mila Kunis.
Mila Kunis. Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher, okay.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher would have been a better Venom.
No, he wouldn't.
Think about
it. I don't know. I can't see him as a Venom though. He goes, "Hey guys, what's up?" And he's like,
"Oh, because you only well."
Also, that's the thing. He only plays those kinds of characters.
Not anymore.
But that's what I'm saying. In the time, they only like the only movie that I saw that was serious about him was The Butterfly Effect, and that was a great movie.
Yeah.
But again, even in that movie, he kind of was goofy.
I'll give you that.
It's just a little thing about Ashton Kutcher. I don't know. I don't take him serious.
But back on track.
Yes, Ashton Kutcher.
Burn.
But yes, Spider-Man going into the Spider-Verse. So what do you think? So this is what I want to know. What do you think is the main plot? I know it's going back in time, but why? I mean, not going back in time. Why merge the?
I say it's going to have something to do with, because in the comic books, after Civil
War.
Spoiler. Maybe. I don't know if they're going
to. Maybe, because they've been following pretty close to the
comics. That is true. So in the comics, at one point, Peter Parker does admit to the world that he's Spider-Man.
I remember that.
It was during the Civil War comic where.
And he had a radioactive baby.
That's actually another one.
Yeah, I know.
No, there was one where his semen killed Mary Jane because it was radioactive.
I remember that one, too.
Good God. But yeah, in the comics, he reveals himself to be Spider-Man, and everyone's like, oh, crap. And they know for a while that it's him, but it, like, literally kicks him or bites him in the butt at the end because all the villains try to kill his loved ones.
Yeah.
So then he has Doctor Strange erase everyone's memory of it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That's so, crazy. I feel like they're going to try to do something like that, where Doctor Strange maybe tries to do something to make sure everyone forgets who he is.
Yeah.
But he messes up somehow. I don't know.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I just don't... Maybe the plot... Okay. The whole movie, I want to say it's like 30 minutes in, you're building up, he's still being sad about Iron Man. He's sad because he's getting his friends and his family endangered now because...
Everyone knows who he is.
Everybody knows who he is or whatever. Because that's how the other one ended, right? Everyone knows who he is.
Yeah. Now.
So it's like...
Was that the last Marvel movie that came out?
Technically, yeah. Spider-Man ended the year. Because it was in July and then after that, nothing else came out. Was there nothing else?
I don't think there was.
But I'll keep talking. You check. But I think... So everyone knows who he is. J. Jonah Jameson shows up. He's already writing a report on it. He talks to Strange. He's like, Strange, something's got to happen. Like, we need to go back in time to make this not happen. So this is what happens. He figures it out 10, 15 minutes into the movie. He's like, Mary Jane, I have to leave. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, it doesn't matter. We can still be happy. He's like, no, I need to do this because you know, bad people are going to come for you now. Like, bad people are going to come for everyone. And I can't be here to protect you. And, yeah, see? And I can't do anything else. And it's like, no, I don't care. And then she gets captured by someone. And then her friends and everybody, his friends, also get captured.
Uh-huh.
They're all being, like, held hostage. He's like, Strange, we need to do something. Strange is like, I got you, bro. And then he reads one of his, like, scrolls. And he's like, maybe we can go back in time. They go back in time. The thing is
They
go to another dimension. Something happens. It gets screwed up. He goes back into another time. He wakes up. And they see that there's another Spider-Man. And then he's like, that's not you. And he's like, you're right. And then they're looking into it more. And then all you hear is a... and it's the Spider-Man.
I was going to say, do you remember Andrew Garfield's theme?
Nobody cares. Nobody cares what his theme was. All I know from Spider-Man 2 is that his parents died in the airplane.
So the Spider-Man movie's supposed to come out next year.
Far From Home sequel? No freaking way.
But the thing is...
Oh, Thor.
Corona.
Yeah, with Corona and stuff. I hope they don't leave it as a cliffhanger for 2 years.
That maybe. But the thing is, I'm seeing, though, like, I just saw the title for the Doctor Strange one in the Multiverse of Madness. Yo, there's a multiverse.
Well, yeah.
So now.
There has to be. I mean, literally, it's canon from Sony's part, too.
Yeah.
The Spider-Verse.
Interesting, interesting.
Very, very.
Like I said, I think is Peter still needs a mentor. No one else is in.
Because Iron Man's dead. So yeah. Spoilers. So
what?
Who hasn't watched the movie?
But yeah, but because think about it, who else is in New York?
Everyone.
Not anymore.
What do you mean? Daredevil's there. Luke Cage. Everyone from the Netflix.
The
shows.
Netflix shows that never seem to mention.
Oh my God, Punisher's there.
Oh, I definitely want Punisher. Frank Castle.
Didn't teach Frank Peter Castle Parker. Try to kill Spider-Man at one point?
Frank Castle has... There's a whole comic where...
He kills everyone.
He kills the entire Marvel Universe.
But what I'm trying to say is, like, there probably is a...
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, he doesn't like people. Or spiders. I guess he's like a germ freak. Or not a germ freak, like an insect freak. He just hates
arachnophobe.
Insects. Yeah, he's arachnophobic. He's like, ah! He shoots him.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, it was a human. He was shooting the spider on his back. Because he thought it was a spider.
The most unreal... The giant red circle thick, with little... Thick, yeah. It's spider. A spider!
Ah, boom! And he shoots him, and then he kills him. And then he has to hide the body, and then he plays as the new Spider-Man. But he walks around, and they're like, Spidey, what's wrong? Why can't you use your webs? And he's like, shut up! And he starts choking people out, and then he hides their bodies. I'm sorry, I made my own multiverse.
You did.
It sounds cool, though. That would be a cool spin-off comic where... It's Punisher acting as Spider-Man because he doesn't want to tell people he killed him.
Yeah, but then they're like, why can't you swing your webs?
But that's what I'm saying. So he starts killing people one by one.
That just sounds like a serial killer, man.
It's funny.
You know there's a Punisher-type Batman?
There's always a Batman-type anything.
That is true, but it's pretty cool. Because instead of like him just crying because his parents died, the dude dropped the gun and he grabs it when he's a kid. And he kills a dude that kills his parents with a gun.
Finally. At least somebody mans up.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. I think it's a mentor type thing. Because Doctor Strange is the only one in New York because everyone else is kind of like gone doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And he still has to protect that part. So Peter's going to kind of look to him. Also, you know, he has a goatee like Tony Stark.
Yeah. No, I got you.
But something like that. And then I don't know. I don't know how they're going to bring in the whole multiverse thing. I feel like it's going to be something went wrong. And then
that's what I'm saying. I literally told you. It was like, hey, everyone knows our name or my name. They know where I live. They know everything. We need to go stop this. Like, we need to fix this. And then her friends or his friends get captured. Something bad happens. Strange is like, all right, let's go. They jump universes. And it's kind of like with the plot of the multiverse or the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
Where he was trying to go back in time to stop this bomb to detonate, to remember, because that's the whole reason why he even jumped back. Because he was trying to stop.
Wait, what?
Oh, I mean Gwen.
Oh!
Gwen went back in time to stop this bomb from detonating.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the reason why she was there in the high school before him. And she knew he was going to be there and all that stuff. So that's the reason why. He's probably trying to do that. It's kind of like a doomsday scenario, almost like in in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Where they jump back in time, they're like, all right, well, we gotta fix this. And then they're crossing between each other. Because then, technically, isn't that a multiverse in itself? Because now there's two Captain Americas, two Iron Mans, two whatever.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Because remember that whole, it's also the same that whole thing in Infinity War about, like, removing one timeline or whatever. Like, you create a different timeline.
Now he created a riff, and I think that's what they're using from that scene to branch off into, like, well, yeah. Since the Hulk took the green one,
yeah,
he never gave it back.
He gave them all back. Loki took one of them.
So that probably screwed up the timeline, though.
Something like that.
Because that's the thing. They're not... He took the one from that timeline, but they gave back the other stone from another timeline. So now that universe was screwed up because Loki took that one. The one in the blue. That could make sense.
Good theory.
You know me, bro. I'm all about theories.
Yeah, but none of them have ever come true.
I was pretty close.
Actually, no. I can't say that you were right about something. I forget what it was. I think it was Star Wars. It was Star Wars.
I think I called Palpatine.
You did. I forgot.
It was either Palpatine or it was Obi-Wan. And I was between those two.
I chose Obi-Wan. You chose Palpatine.
Yeah. I think I was like, oh, you choose it. I'll choose the other one. So we were both correct.
Yes.
But yes, you should trust us. This is, I can't confirm my source, but just know it's
Steven's a wizard.
Yeah. I'm Steven Strange.
Oh my God.
That's what they call me. That's what girls call me.
Is it because it looks weird?
Yes. But yes, anyways, so Stephen Strange, he's probably going to have a big role of probably being almost like a Tony Stark figure to Peter as well, just because the other two are probably idiots. I don't know.
Oh.
The other two Spider-Men. Maybe one's an F-up.
I think Toby would be a good teacher, because he messed up a lot. Again, I don't know how they're going to... It's me, because I'm going to be very honest. I fell asleep during the second Spider-Man.
I did. I love Andrew Garfield. Yeah.
I have to go watch it. Also, Electro's going to be in it. Jamie Foxx.
Is he really back?
Yeah. Oh. As the technically the same character.
He died, though. How is he back? Because the thing is, he can't be back because that timeline didn't happen. He was literally created in Spider-Man 2. So the thing is, if he comes back and Spider-Man 2 is older, or like Andrew Garfield is older, it doesn't make any sense. Unless he dissipated from the electrical outlets and his, like, you know, spirit went into the electrical outlets. But that's it. That's the only way I could see it. Because it doesn't make any sense to me. Because he died in 2.
He did.
Yeah. So I don't know how they'll bring him back.
I think it might just be a completely different character.
Maybe it's just a different multiverse on that multiverse. It's a different wavelength.
Something like that. Or maybe in this one he didn't die.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't die in this one.
Or in this scenario, they kind of go back in time at the time right before he dies.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, something like that. Something. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean,
it's just a lot of options there.
I don't really know. That's the whole thing about comic books and the multiverse and all that stuff. Is like, you can literally make up anything you want as long as it kind of makes sense.
Yeah. No, because I'm loving it now. Because you realize 10 years ago, if you even brought up, like, the fact that there could be another thing, they're like, no, that's a dumb idea to put in the movies.
DC's been doing it for years.
Oh, yeah. In the cartoons.
Yeah.
Not in the live action. It's super cool in the
cartoons. Oh, but so great. The thing is that they didn't know how to, you know, put that together in a live action because they didn't have enough characters.
I feel like, yeah, I think that it's also helping that, how would I say, like, different generations experience different heroes.
Exactly.
Like, for me, Batman... The first Batman I, like, live-action Batman I saw was George Clooney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, me too. It was Batman and Robin.
Yeah, that was the first live-action. And then the one I remember from childhood is Bale.
I love Bales. I hated 3. I didn't hate it. I think 1 and 2 were the best ones. 3 was okay. 2 was the
best one.
Yeah, 2. The thing is, even watching 2 now, it's more for Heath. Because Batman doesn't really do much in that one either.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, though. But Joker, like, kind of steals the show.
So good. Such a good performance.
Like, my dad hates superhero movies.
But he loves that.
He loved The Dark Knight.
Yeah, because it was just good. It was very grim, very very sleek on how the...
It was kind of low-key a gangster film.
They present... Yeah!
So a terroristic gangster.
Yeah, seriously. Because it's all literally revolving around crimes in Gotham.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the police being involved. It was a detective film. Yeah. If you really think about it. It felt almost like a 1960 noirs movie with Batman in it.
Yeah,
kind of. Because they're trying to find out where this money's going to. They have a serial killer on the loose.
They're trying to find his motives, but his only motive is, oh, I want to mess things up.
Yeah, and then you have the gangs, like kind of like The Godfather, where it's like, this section over here is the thugs, this section over here is the stripes or whatever. And then Joker shows up, he's like, ha, ha, ho, he, ha. And oh. I thought my jokes were bad. And then he's like, enough of the clown!
And then, you know, the whole pencil trick.
I like that pencil trick.
I never understood it as a kid. Yeah. And then later on, I'm like, oh, he's... Oh!
Oh, it's in his eyeball.
Yeah.
How about a magic trick?
Ta-da!
Wham! It's so good.
But yeah. So but yeah, good. Since now... Yeah, they have more variety of choices. Like, oh, if we want to do... And the thing is, they did it on the Flash show.
Yeah.
So I think they tested it out then. They're like, all right, since we have technically three different Flashes, mm-hmm. they have the 90s version.
Yeah, which he looks like weird. He has like a helmet, right?
No.
Oh, that's the 60s one.
That's the 60s. But they have like a live action, I mean. Live
oh,
action.
I got you.
So there's a live action, the 90s live action Flash.
Yeah.
Then they actually brought in the movie Flash for that cameo too.
Oh, wow.
And the guy from the show. Yeah. So they're like, oh, we can, if there's different characters, like for Batman, there's like 5 different actors you can choose.
But then there was also, I think Marvel's been testing out, you know, multiverses as well.
Oh, with
Howard the Duck. I mean, it makes sense.
I mean, yeah.
He shows up, he's isn't he like an interdimensional, like, he can like jump dimensions or something?
And even I don't know too much about Howard the
Duck. And even with Deadpool, I think.
Deadpool just breaks the fourth wall.
I know he breaks the fourth wall, but he's also revising X-Men, old X-Men, and like new X-Men.
True.
So he's jumping also, and even in the end of Deadpool 2, he rewrites his own book
that's true.
Origin.
And then, he's gonna have his own Disney movie.
And he's gonna
movie,
have
so.
His own thing. Yeah, exactly. So it's they're also testing
it. So everyone's kind of dipping their toe, already dipped their toe in it, and they're kind of just like, you know what, let's do it.
Yeah, they're like, now we have all the characters. Let's just put you guys together.
Yeah.
Big sign a big check. I need you guys standing in front of this green screen. Thank you very much. Act. Boom. That's it. They pay each character, you know, $1 million, $2 million each, whatever. They make over $1 billion on this movie. Which probably wouldn't make them a lot of money back, if you think about it. Just 10 actors for $1 million. Well, it's only
$10 million.
But
then the budget for like these movies is usually like $300 million.
Yeah, there's so much. So they'll probably get back, I'm saying, at least $500 million.
I'll say that.
$500 million back. But isn't that crazy that you're just saying, yeah, we'll just get $500 million.
$500 million, yeah.
That's freaking wild, dude.
It's crazy to think Aquaman made $1 billion.
Yeah, that movie wasn't even that great.
I liked it.
It was fun.
But it was fun. I've gone actively out of my way to see it again.
Yeah, I saw it. I saw it once.
I think I saw it twice.
Did I see it with you?
Three. You saw it with me.
Yeah. So, and like every other 30 movies. Minutes, something would blow up.
Yeah.
That literally was the movie. You would walk, they'd be like, hey, I think you look nice today. The redhead's like, thanks, I know, I try. And he's like, yeah, anyways, but it just blows up. You're like, what is going on? And then his brother shows up.
Now we don't even know if the redhead's going to... What? I think redhead's going to be in it again. Amber Heard, because, you know, she beat up Johnny Depp.
Nice. Did she? Is that why Johnny Depp's like freaking out lately?
Yeah, because
she beat him up.
This was years ago, but they're still going through the divorce.
That's hilarious.
Yeah,
I always thought she was very nice, but she beats on people.
Apparently, she's crazy.
She looks crazy. She's a redhead. No offense to any redhead.
She's not a natural redhead. She's naturally blonde.
A Karen.
But yeah.
Alrighty. Well, that's cool. But. Spider-Man, I hope he does good.
I hope he does good.
I hope
he saves people.
I hope he saves people. I hope he does what Uncle Ben wanted, and that's get a job, become a good man.
Yo, do you think the Aunt Mays are gonna meet each other?
Do you think Uncle Ben's gonna come back?
Ooh,
dude, I would love to see him. I don't know if he died though, because he was very old. But
oh, I think the actor that played Uncle Ben in that one died, bro.
Did he really?
Hold up.
Yeah, look him up. I know Aunt May is still alive, but she's very old.
Ancient, brother.
Yeah, look them both up. See if they're both alive. But if they are still alive, I would love to see them both. At least do like a small little cameo, like them in a white background, and them like waving their hands like goodbye, Peter.
Something like that.
Something,
right?
Something like, oh my God, these are the people I grew up with. Because it's like, again, this movie came out in 2002. You were what? Six?
Yeah.
What?
I was six or so. I was five or six.
Okay. I was, yeah, around
seven.
I was like seven or
eight. Oh, yeah. Uncle Ben's dead.
No!
He died in 2011.
Dang it!
All right, let's see.
I swear to God, if Uppy's dead.
Oh, no, she's still alive.
What's my news? Oh, she's still good?
She's 93, bro.
Oh, my gosh. She still looks beautiful as ever, though. God bless.
Good God.
93. How old was Uncle Ben when he died? Just go back.
He was born in 1923. Jesus.
23?
So he was 80-something.
Yeah. Dang, dude. Let me see how old he looked. Oh, he got really old. Very handsome young man.
Jesus.
He looks like our fathers. You get me? Like in those old... Yeah. He looked like a Bond villain.
He looked like... What was those John Wayne movie type things?
Yeah, he looked like a cowboy. Freaking cowboys.
But yeah. And then they haven't even introduced Uncle Ben in...
There is no Uncle Ben.
In Andrew Garfield's, was there an Uncle Ben? We didn't see him, right?
He died.
Oh, yeah, we did see him. Did we see him die?
I think in the first movie.
I don't remember.
They rebooted. They redid it again.
See, now I have to look.
But the thing is, they redid it, but he didn't like to talk about it. He was like, yeah, my uncle died, but, you know, freak it. I think something like that happened. They don't show it, but they kind of, like, assume. You get what I'm trying to say? Like, they didn't want to do the whole Spider-Man 1 thing again. They were like, yeah, Uncle Ben died. And then he, like, showed up and cried or something on his funeral. And that was it. But it was more of like, hey, you know, we had Uncle Ben in here, so. I think he had
Yep, they did have Uncle Ben. Martin Sheen was Uncle Ben.
God.
But in the new one, they haven't shown Uncle Ben yet.
No. Because Aunt May is still not looking for... looking for Uncle Ben. She wanted Tony to be Uncle Ben, but...
No, and now it's going to be Happy.
He's going to be real Happy. I hate Happy. I don't know why. I don't like that guy. I'm sorry. I just wanted to say
it. All right.
I know you made The Mandalorian, but...
I don't care for his character.
I don't really care for him.
Jon Favreau is the director. That was awesome.
I mean, it's okay.
Okay.
John Favreau is okay.
Favreau?
Yeah. That's how you say it.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. John Favar?
Dang.
But no. But yeah. He's a good human being. I don't know. I don't.
There's just certain people.
All the movies that I've seen from him, he kind of just was like an a-hole. And I think that's what I just always saw from him, was just an a-hole.
Kind of.
Do you see what I mean? Like, he was in a movie called Chef, I think. And he was just an a-hole. He was an a-hole in that movie. And I was just like, I don't like this guy. It's like with you and Adam Sandler. I don't know. It's just...
I never said it.
You did. Like,
no. In, 30 there minutes were, ago. I said there was like a 10-year span. Like last year, after Uncut Gems.
It's because you don't like Gaga Goo Goo voice acting. Because that's all he does. He
that goes, is true. Hey, guys, how you doing? Hate over-exaggerated. Yeah, this is funny.
Well, I didn't know. What do you mean?
Yeah, stuff like
that's
that.
That's what he does.
Like,
he
you remember like Jack and Jill?
I watched it. I didn't like the movie.
I hated that movie.
It's you and Sabine.
No, it's not. and then also he made that the one Mexican character, the most stereotypical Mexican.
With Schneider?
No, not even. Well, that was another one.
Schneider usually always plays as a Hispanic.
Even though he's not. he's married to a Mexican.
What is he? Is he Italian?
I have no idea. Schneider, I'm guessing he's Jewish.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think he's Jewish. But
I don't know. Like I said, there's Jack and Jill. There was something about him and Jennifer Aniston going on like a trip or something.
That wasn't Jack and Jill.
That wasn't Jack and
Jill. That was another movie. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, and then for some reason, Shaq's been showing up in a lot of his movies.
Shaq has nothing else to do. He's like Johan with the Fifth Quarter Podcast. He has nothing else to do.
I like how you had to add that in there.
He'll never hear it, though. That's the thing. So what's your concluding thoughts on
this? My concluding thoughts on this is I am excited that this... your what? Stomach.
I'm sorry. It's just growling. I don't know. I'm happy, too.
I'm excited that we're bringing in more comic, like, actual comic book aspects to the comic book movie.
Oh, really quick. It's going to end with Fantastic Four. I'm calling it right now.
Oh!
That's how it's going to end. That's how it's ending. Fantastic Four is going to be at the end.
He Spider-Man is in a lot of Fantastic Four comics. I think he was in their origin.
But that's the only way of bringing him in.
That is.
Unless you go with the Multiverse of Madness or what's-her-face, WandaVision. But that doesn't make any sense. The only one that would make sense would be they're going through these dimensions and then they're like, hey, I know that guy. That's Mr.
Can you imagine Chris Evans cameoing again as the Human Torch? Is it Captain?
Dude, I really hope he does.
Is it Captain? He's like, what?
He's like, what are you
Flame on.
Flame on, bro. And he's like shirtless and everyone will go crazy. Yeah. If they see that, that'll be a good scene. But yeah, that's how they put in Fantastic Four, and that's how they also put in what's that other one from
X-Men?
They weren't in New York though, right?
I think X-Men they're in Rochester, New York.
Oh, sorry. The rich place.
The fancy
mansion places.
Yes. I got you. But yeah, that's actually a good one.
They would probably that's the only thing that I'm thinking because how else are they going to add on
Wanda
in the X-Men?
Because there's a lot of... So there's this one comic, right, where Wanda literally is so powerful. She says the words, no more mutants, mm-hmm. and mutants are extinct. and then she somehow brings them back.
And then the new mutants come out with that destroying of a movie?
Apparently, you told me it's bad.
The worst. It was the worst movie. My review is I give it a solid 3 out of 10.
Good God. But I have to watch
it. Go see movie. Unhinged. It's way better than that movie.
That's not even a good movie.
And that's not a good movie. Russell Crowe, Unhinged. I'm telling you right now.
You remember him from Gladiator? Now it's him, 200 pounds later.
He reminds me of the guy that runs Fifth Quarter Podcast. Anyways.
Good God.
Go ahead. So you were saying with the Spider-Verse?
So I'm saying I'm glad I'm with the Spider-Verse and the upcoming Flashpoint movie.
He doesn't click Joe.
Stop. I'm glad, again, the whole comic book aspect, I'm glad they're taking a little more chances instead of trying to play it safe or trying to do the same thing all over.
Yeah.
Like they've been doing with other comic book movies. So exactly. I'm excited. I hope they do it right. But at the same time, I like anything comic book related. So I'll.
Yeah. No, I got you. Me too. Anything with comics, anything with good acting, good actors. It's cool with me. I'll keep giving you my money.
And you're just a hoe for Tobey Maguire.
Oh my God. I've seen every movie he's in. Even the one with him and Jake Gyllenhaal in it. Very cringy, but very good.
You saw Seabiscuit?
No, what the hell are you talking about?
The one with Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire and... No, I haven't... I'm just kidding. I haven't seen all his movies. But I've seen more of the... His higher... Like, people have been telling me to watch his movies. Yeah. The one with him and Jake Gyllenhaal... Was it Jarhead? Not Jarhead. The other one's like Brothers? Something like that. He comes back from war and he's like yelling at
Jim. Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He like shaves his head.
Yeah.
That one was a cringy movie. It made sense.
I feel like he overacted.
But he overacted and he just still looks like a man-child. But I love him.
And, you know, Gatsby.
And he still looks like a kid. Like, literally, he looked the same from Spider-Man 2.
He has the face of a 6... No, he's not even 16.
He looks like my face.
He looks 20-something always.
Yeah, it's like my face.
Well, with the beard, if you give him a beard.
He can't even grow a good beard.
Really?
He grows a beard, but he still looks young. Oof. He doesn't look old.
I mean, that's a good thing, I guess.
At least he can grow a beard.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah, at least I can grow a mustache.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm scratching my beard. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, I thought those were your balls. Sounded really crusty. Oh, me too.
That's your skin. That's his skin and like the few little
follicles. No, don't say that. Leave me alone. Just
a little ASMR for you.
Stop, Henry. Stop scratching my balls.
So, bro, shut up. They don't know. They think it's my beard.
No, it's not. I mean, yeah, you're right. Anyways, Spider-Verse. I hope everyone gets to see it. I hope you don't get trapped in the Spider-Verse. And Andrew Garfield is not the best Spider-Man. Category right now. Tobey Maguire, top.
Tom Holland,
second.
Andrew Garfield.
No, not Andrew Garfield. What? That other one. That other Spider-Man. Tim. John. What's his name?
What other Spider-Man?
The guy from New Girl.
Oh, Jake Johnson.
Jake Johnson, third Spider-Man. And then...
Miles Morales.
And then...
Oh, my God.
The guy who played
What was his name? The crazy dude. The one from... The noir one.
Oh, Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage.
Nicolas Cage. the Asian
Penny Chico Parker
and Penny Parker,
Spider Ham, John Mulaney,
Miles Morales again. Who else?
The one from the 90s Asian one that was really bad.
The awesome meme one. Then the guy who plays the voice acting for the show.
Drake from Drake and Josh.
Yes, him. Then the one who plays it for the show in the 90s.
Oh,
that one. And then the guy who played the voice acting for the Spider-Man PS1 game.
Oh, my God.
And the guy who played for the new PS4 game. Then, before, and then Green Goblin, and then everybody else before, then Andrew Garfield. That's how I end the show.
Okay. And you heard it here, folks. Here first, folks.
Yes.
Steven has ranked Andrew Garfield as the 27th best Spider-Man.
Don't at me.
But yeah, I agree with it. And I guess that ends the show. Plug yourself right quick, brother.
Sometimes I light matches just to feel something. Anything.
Anything.
Well, I'm on... I was about to say Pizza Time Podcast. I'm you on, are. Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you for letting me host.
We're at your house, so...
Yeah, that's true. I'm actually from Creepy Pasta Myths.
I mean, you're originally from here, but...
I mean, originally, but, you know, everybody leaves after a while.
Oh, yeah, like how you keep saying you're from New York, but you're not.
I am from New York, but whatever. I'm actually Spider-Man, but whatever.
Anyway, those Tim's?
What's that gold chain? Oh, your hat.
It's like, why are we in a bodega?
Whoa, what's going on? What are those really thick jeans?
Why is there a random cat?
Just randomly on my lap. But yeah, Creepypasta Myths, if you guys want to hear, me and Henry also have done a couple of shows, topics of scary stuff, like Bigfoot, you know.
Lizard people.
Blizzard
our,
people.
Our controversial lizard people.
Oh, lizard people. Yeah, our very controversial lizard talk. So don't, and again, when me and Henry, or even Madison, when he joins us, we're not trying to piss off anyone.
We're literally slightly tipsy talking about random subjects.
Yeah, it's like what you would do with your friends. It's like,
it's kind of this, but me, us a little more unfiltered.
Yeah, and then it's just fun, just talks. But if you like creepy stories, I also do those.
That's mostly what he does. 99% of
it. It's like 99%. And then when I'm lazy or I don't want to do anything, I get Henry or I get Madison to somebody to come over and we'll talk for like a good 30 minutes. But I hope you guys keep enjoying the content. Hopefully we can keep things coming out. Well, hopefully for Henry. I mean, he's been on a 2-week streak, so that's pretty good. Even though I've been editing, but. But anyways,
that's why you hire the nerds.
I hope you haven't even been hired. I hope you guys keep enjoying and listening to our stuff and our content. And if you can, please give us a 5-star. And if not,
write a review.
Just holler at your boy. Send him a message on Instagram. Tell him, hey, I know not a lot of people listen to you, or even with me.
Shut up.
Just send us a message because it makes us feel nice. I mean, during this pandemic, we have nothing really else to do. Well, I'm dealing with a wedding. But Henry,
I mean, I'm your best man. I'm dealing with the other stuff.
Yeah, not as much as me though. I mean, you're pretty chilled out. You can pump these episodes out.
I technically, if you could barely... you want me to pump them up, but I want quality.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is quality? Yes. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoy the intro and I love you all. I don't know how you end these things again.
Thanks, y'all, for listening again. Leave a comment, 5-star review. Check us out on Instagram.
6 stars.
Six.
Like stars. In the old Grand Theft Autos.
I'm sorry. Don't give me any stars.
No stars.
Please, 5 stars, write a review on Apple. I don't know how to do it on Spotify.
You can't. You can only follow people.
Well, follow me
the
on
only,
Spotify.
The only place you can literally...
comment is Apple.
Is Apple.
All right, cool. But yeah, if you have Apple, Spotify, just follow. And I appreciate it. Comment on our Instagram page if there's anything you want us to talk about. And yeah.
We know there's people listening, so please comment to us. And I know maybe you guys will probably cut off the last 5 minutes of the show, because I usually do too. But...
Oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding.
Fine. All right.
On my stuff, I do.
Fine. Let me do a special shout out to the people I know that listen. Let me shout out to my boy Krabsy.
There we go.
What's up?
What's up, bro?
The homegirl Jackie.
There we go. What's up, Jackie?
If she listens to this.
She is listening. She's listening right now.
Damn. Aggressive.
I can tell.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome.
The homie Denzel.
Yeah, Denzel, the homie.
It's like my boy Steven.
That guy's lame. Don't even talk about him.
Yeah. I heard he's getting married. Dude's a sausage.
Yeah, he's a sausage.
And yeah, I think that's the ones that I know listen to it. I feel like there's more, and they're probably going to give me crap later.
Well, hopefully they can just comment and be like, you miss me, bro.
Exactly.
And you go, what the freak?
There's always this one guy that comments whenever I post something, and he's really cool.
Hold on, give him a shout-out.
He's like, hold on, I gotta go to the Pizza Time Podcast official.
Oh, sorry, bud. Jeez.
You know me, bro. The boy, Christian.
Ooh.
Gonzalez, I think?
Don't give him his last name.
I don't know. He comments this on...
No, it's okay.
I really appreciate that, man. Like, for real. I'm glad you... It's not even really a comment. It's just fire emojis, but it's still cool. And you commented a few... I've actually talked with you a little bit. So...
Oh, and that's awesome.
It is.
It's you building up the fan base, and the homie Christian is helping out.
So yeah, thank you. So I appreciate you guys, and thanks for everything again. And remember...
Pizza time.